your Zifra world-famous piano virtuoso. In 2016 and 2017, through the amusement of great crowds, Péter Sárik and János Balázs Ferenc Liszt prize-winning pianists organized the Zifra Festival with great success. At this festival, the best of the music industry from several genres were represented.
Among those present
were Katalin Kokas, Ferenc Schnittberger and Béla Szakcsi-Lakatos, just to name a few. György Zifra, after he left Hungary in 1956, became better known in the 1970s and was often talked about when he was allowed to perform at home. He toured the world, and by this time he reached such success that the music industry at home could not afford to ignore him any longer. His recognition easily equaled that of Richter, Rubinstein, or Horowitz.
The reason it is more important to talk about Zifra is the fact that he is of gypsy origin.
It is exceptionally important to this nation that his name is acknowledged, since this minority was at so many times disrespected and was part of our nation-building efforts. Thanks to Zifra and to other great gypsy musicians and folks, they truly feel a part of it. Thus, György Zifra is our nation's treasure, and he's an example to follow for both gypsies and Hungarians. What should we know about this virtuoso? He was born in Budapest in 1921 into a family of musicians. He was 8 years old when,
on the advice of
Ernő Dohnányi, he was accepted to the Academy of Music. Before this, as a true prodigy, to support his family, he performed in circuses, bars, and restaurants. Due to being of gypsy origin, he was not welcome to the Hungarian artist world like others. This was emphasized by him along with his wife of Egyptian origin, Szolaika Zifra. Why such a bitter start in his childhood? His father, as a young musician, lived in Paris with his wife, but the war of 1914-18 turned their life upside down. Hungary was on the losing side of the war, thus all Hungarians had to leave France by law. His father ended up in a refuge camp. His mother and two of his sisters had to return to Angyalföld, where they endured extreme hardships. His father was reunited with the family in 1921, where György Zifra was born into poverty. Zifra's sister Jolán, despite their hardship, rented a piano, and the small child, mimicking his siblings, started playing and improvising. He listened to Strauss and Offenbach's music and kept improvising as time went by. Finally, Dohnányi discovered him. While Leo Werner and György Ferenczi admired him, he could not find himself accepted in society after the war in Hungary. He complained that he sank back to the commercial musician's lifestyle. For those to whom it was clear that he was a great talent, listening to him play at nightclubs late into the night was truly a pleasure. Tamás Vásári and Mário Mezei talked about him with admiration and called him the piano miracle. Even Ferenc Puskás was often there to listen to him in the circle of admirers who listened to his performances day and night. On October the 22nd, 1956, on the eve of the revolution, he gave a very successful concert called Bartók Piano Concerto II. Many recalled that the applause and success contributed to setting the tone for the revolution. After the outbreak of the revolution, his wife convinced him to leave the country, since he would never be able to make a successful career for himself. He was never really appreciated. After an unsuccessful attempt in 1950, they were now able to cross the border.
Once they got across the border,
he was well received in the refugee camp.
The news was out that he had left, and in fact, it arrived before he did.
In the next few days, he already performed concerts in Vienna, Paris, and London with resounding success. On the third day, Austrian Chancellor Kischlager himself took care of his paperwork. Within a short time period, he was considered one of the best, as I indicated before. In this same year, in December 1956, Arthur Honegger, the French composer, assisted him with finding his own footing in the world of musicians. Soon after, he mesmerized audiences at Carnegie Hall in New York. After his settling in France, Zifra not only performed in concerts but established a school. In Senlis, he purchased a Gothic chapel that he renovated and considered to be his home until the end of his life. It is
a center of art.
Besides music, it regularly holds exhibitions as well. Young artists, musicians, sculptors, and painters frequently visit Senlis. Many helped him with acquiring the chapel. With the assistance of the Minister of Cultural Affairs, André Malraux, he started up this center. The glass windows are the works of Joan Miró,
whose attention was drawn there by
then-President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing to prove assistance to popularize the chapel and Cifra. After a great series of successes, he experienced a personal tragedy. His son, a music director, died in a house fire in 1981,
himself also a brilliant talent.
Cifra, after the tragedy, withdrew from public life. He seldom gave concerts. He could never process the tragedy of his son's death.
In conclusion,
here follows a short excerpt from the poem of Miklós Radnóti, In My Memories. He also made his presence in Senlis. It has been a year, on the way to Senlis, mild, balmy weather, and I was happy again, green walls surround me, woods and trees dance in the wind silently. From Ermenonville, a young birch ran towards us, like a naive white-skirted girl. A soldier awaits on the side of the muddy water, with roses in his teeth.